Next patient is Robert Treadwell. The last name is T like in Tango, R like in Roger, E like in Echo, A like in Alpha, D like in Delta, W like in Whiskey, E like in Echo, L like in Lima, L like in Lima. Robert. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old. White male. That is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. This patient has nephrosclerosis that is associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, nicotine abuse, and a history of nephrolithiasis that is most likely stones associated to calcium oxalate. The patient is here for the follow-up. The most recent laboratory workup that was done the 9th of June 2023 showed that the serum creatinine is 2, the PON is 12, and the estimated GFR is 35 mLs per minute, which is similar to prior determinations. The protein creatinine ratio is just 145 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Very stable condition. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure today is 127 over 75. Despite the fact that the patient gained 8 pounds of body weight, he's emphasized about the need to maintain his body weight below 200 pounds. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, status post coronary bypass and PCIs. Is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Athapan, A-T-H-A-P-P-A-N. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. The patient is followed by Dr. Saka, S-A-A-K-A. This patient has abdominal aortic aneurysm that is followed by the vascular surgeon. It has not increased. The patient has a recent visit with him. Period. Following number. Nephrolithiasis that is most likely associated to calcium oxalate. Following number, tobacco dependence. The patient was encouraged to quit this practice because the acceleration of the atherosclerotic process is significant. Following number, degenerative joint disease. The patient is to avoid the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Following number, diverticulosis of the colon. The patient has been very stable. Period, paragraph. The patient was admitted to a hospital because he got dehydrated. He didn't eat for 24 hours and started to throw up. The patient was hydrated and released. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 8 minutes of the time reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 16 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.